Tawanda sat in the last row of the balcony at Rise Church, all the way up in the corner where no one liked to be seated because the spotlights mounted on the ceiling blocked part of the view. She didn't mind, though. If she wanted to sit in the midst of 3,000 people and still be alone, this would be the spot. She could lean to the right and view the top of Pastor Downs's clean-shaven head. But she didn't need to see his face for his words to sink in. Rely on God, not on your own strength. Stop trying to carry so many issues and life concerns. It's wearing you down, family. It's wearing on you like an old coat you should have donated to Goodwill years ago, Pastor Downs preached. Tawanda closed her eyes. She'd heard many sermons over the years, but this one? She absorbed the words like a sponge. That old coat analogy? If she glanced down at her own arms, she could probably see the holes in it. He kept going. So, when you gonna give it up, sisters, brothers? When? After you've had a heart attack? Maybe after you've signed up for rehab because you tried to drink and smoke your concerns away and it didn't work? When, family? After you've sabotaged every single relationship in your life, and now you're finally alone and no one cares? The last statement pierced Tawanda's heart like a well-targeted arrow. She opened her eyes. Pastor Downs couldn't know about what had happened at Mariah's house on the 4th of July. She'd heard the Lord knew the intimate details of your life. Now she believed it. Yes, she carried a heavy, guilty heart, and she destroyed a friendship. She tried and had failed to give an apology, but she had purposed in her heart to treat others better. What should she do now? Tawanda whispered, Lord, I think you are talking to me, so show up. Show up and tell me what to do. Pastor Downs mopped his forehead and face with a white towel. Family, I can tell you right now, some of you are wondering what to do after you've messed things up for so long. You don't know which way is up. All because you were trying to control things you couldn't control. I'll bet you someone's told you what to do already. But did you listen? Did you? When Tawanda had talked to Shabli a few weeks back, Shabli had told her to get right with God. But Tawanda had figured the petite powerlifter only said that because it sounded like something she got from Pinterest. But maybe she was right. What would happen after she asked God's forgiveness? Leaning on God always seemed like something she should do for a devastating situation, like a terminal cancer diagnosis, a parent dying, or mortgage foreclosure. Well, Tawanda was healthy. She had enough money in the bank to carry 3 mortgages because Uncle Charles had wisely counseled her to invest the insurance money Nana had saved for her after her father died, and she'd been diligent enough to earn her own money since before age 18. She had her education, talent, and her Nana. God made sense to her. But had she ever indeed relied on him? Relied on him as if she had no hope other than him? Pastor Downs walked toward his lectern. Family, please, if you do anything today, read these scriptures. Highlight them in your version of the Bible. Start with Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you, because he's there to help you. Here's another one. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Family, it's there in the Word. Your God is there to help you if you trust in him. He's there. Yes, he is. Tawanda's eyes grew wet with tears, and she wiped them away with the back of her hand. Trust in God. Here was an immovable situation. Would God take this?